1 Samuel chapter 5. Then the Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. When the Philistines took the Ark of God, they brought it into the temple of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when the people of Ashdod arose early in the morning, there was Dagon fallen on its face to the earth before the Ark of the Lord. So they took Dagon and set it in its place again. And when they arose early the next morning, there was Dagon fallen on its face on the ground before the Ark of the Lord again. And the head of Dagon and the palms of its hands were broken off on its threshold. Only Dagon's torso was left of it. Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor any who come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod to this day. But the hand of the Lord was heavy on the people of Ashdod, and he ravaged them and struck them with tumors, both Ashdod and its territory. And when the men of Ashdod saw how it was, they said, "The ark of the God of Israel must not remain with us, for his hand is harsh towards us and Dagon our God." Therefore they sent and gathered to themselves all the lords of the Philistines and said, "What shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel?" And they answered, "Let the ark of the God of Israel be carried away to Gath." So they carried the ark of the God of Israel away. And so it was that after they had carried it away, that the hand of the Lord was against the city of Gath with very great destruction. And he struck the men of the city, both small and great, and tumors broke out on them. Therefore they sent the ark of the God of Israel to Ekron. And so it was, as the ark of God came to Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, "They have brought the ark of the God of Israel to us, to kill us and our people." So they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, "Send away the ark of the God of Israel and let it go back to its own place so that it does not kill us and our people." For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there. And the men who did not die were stricken with tumors. And the cry of the city went up to heaven. The Philistines had taken the Ark of the Covenant home as their trophy. Do we do a similar thing with God's promises? So we collect our baptismal and confirmation certificates, our church and communion attendance, as the evidence that we're doing what God wanted. Look, we're better than others. He must be on our side. God would not remain in the midst of such externalism, self-righteousness, pagan superstition in Israel. And he will not with us. So why then do you suppose he even allowed the Ark of the Covenant to be set up alongside those idols in a heathen temple? Well, where else can God seek a home? If he was not willing to enter a heathen temple, he could not have come into your hearts or mine. He comes there to seek a home, to show us what the Philistines never caught on to, the foolishness of sending away the God who was obviously controlling everything around them. Behold how he revealed their folly and his glory, that he is the Lord I Am. Twice Dagon fell down before him. The second time his head and his hands broke off on the threshold of their temple, so that everyone coming into the temple had to see the foolishness of this God. And yet what did they do? instead of crushing the vanity of Dagon under their feet, they carefully stepped over it and kissed his broken head and escorted the living, mighty Lord out of town. And the Lord went on his way, for he is not willing to remain in impenitent hearts. So what about you and me? Are there Dagons in our life? Pet sins that we're unwilling to dethrone? Pride, hatred, greed, vanity, jealousy, externalism, self-righteousness, pagan superstition? What things are you tempted to trust in that might lead you to escort the living Lord out of your heart? And it's never easy for us to cast sin out of our life. In fact, it's impossible for our flesh. But Jesus has defeated every Dagon, and he has entered your heart in order to topple those Dagons there. In his resurrection, he descended into hell in the public triumph over Satan and all of his hosts. They are vanquished. Your sins are forgiven in his holy, precious blood. And because he lives, you will live also. And Jesus promises that by his work of grace, he's giving you his enabling spirit so that daily you can go on casting those Dagons out of your heart before they devour it. He's promised his gracious presence in you through his word to go on instilling within you fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Don't step over the broken Dagons. Cast them out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 323, stanzas 1 and 5. 323, 1 and 5.